The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 13 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Dana Hashman. Here are today's headlines. Paying tribute to Queen Elizabeth, trying to solve Quebec's labor shortage, and a growing problem for Quebec farmers.
To commit into the hands of God the soul of his servant Queen Elizabeth. Here in St. George's Chapel, where she so often worshipped.
Those are the sounds from London as Queen Elizabeth's coffin is being carried up the stairs to Windsor Castle. That was after winding its way through the streets of London. More than a million people had lined the route. Here in Montreal, it's a gloomy day to watch the procession. It began a few hours ago at 6 a.m. Eastern Time and has brought together many Montrealers to watch the event. Sarah Hartounian joins us from the Burgundy Lion pub, where one live stream of the funeral is happening. Sarah, tell me the atmosphere on your side.
Well, Donna, the live viewing is situated on the second floor of the Burgundy Lion, and the co-owner, Paul Debaillé, has something interesting that he would like to say about the crowd.
Fantastic, and what I mean by fantastic, considering the circumstance, just people, community, having a space to be together at a time where, you know, we've all been very distant over the last couple of years, so I think that's part of the allure of something like this.
So it's known that the monarchy has strong ties to Montreal. In what ways does that fact show itself, Sarah?
Well, Donna, it is widely known that the now King Charles is at the head of the Black Watch Division of the Canadian Forces, where he has overseen a lot of practices and a lot of trainings go on.
All right. What else is happening in the funeral, and how much longer will the procession take?
So the whole procession will take place over the course of 12 hours. The highlights include the members of the Queen's household and Windsor State staff, as well as another 800 people attending the committal service and the choir of St. George's Chapel singing in Her Majesty's honor. The entire procession will end at 7 p.m. British time.
Thank you, Sarah. Montreal police are investigating a car fire in the Anse-Cartierville borough early this morning. Officers received a call from the city's fire department at 12:20 a.m. about the incident on De Laurimier Avenue near Fleury Street East. Officers found evidence of an incendiary device at the scene. The file was transferred to the Montreal Police Arson Squad, and the vehicle was towed for analysis. There were no reported injuries or arrests. With ongoing debates over many issues this election season, candidates from Quebec's five major political parties sat down today to tackle the province's labor shortage. And the one topic on everybody's mind? Immigration. Our reporter, Oliver Eng, has the details.
Over many issues this election season, candidates from Quebec's five major political parties sat down today to tackle the province's labor shortage and the one topic on everybody's mind, immigration. Our reporter, Oliver Eng, has the details.
L'immigration, évidemment, c'est un atout. C'est des ressources que nous avons besoin en contexte de pénurie de main-d'œuvre.
All sides were eager to jump on the subject, citing Indigenous communities as a possible substitute. The Parti Québécois candidate mentioned that it is essential to recognize the qualifications of immigrants and degrees from outside Quebec.
L'immigration aussi, c'est important de reconnaître la qualification des travailleurs qui viennent de d'autres pays et qui ont des qualifications. De les reconnaître et de favoriser l'accessibilité.
For immigration, it's important to also recognize the qualifications of those who come from other countries. It's important to recognize them and facilitate accessibility.
Donc, l'immigration se fait dans le plus grand respect des autres cultures et que les immigrants qui viennent ici puissent s'introduire facilement.
While some candidates seem nervous, the Quebec Solidaire candidate was more than happy to take a jab at the CAQ for Premier François Legault's continuous refusal to acknowledge systematic racism in the province. Just to mention the word systematic racism, even though just saying those words does not harm anybody. What does harm people, however, is the system in place and the impact on our Indigenous communities. In the end, there was not much animosity between the people on stage, but it was clear they had different visions for the future of Quebec. One thing they did agree on was the importance of franchisization.
That was Oliver Eng reporting. Parents are struggling to find spots for their children in daycares. The ongoing problem grew these past years with longer waits and rising living costs. Lana Brady has been researching this. So, Lana, what are some of the issues surrounding the daycares in Quebec nowadays?
Yes, so these issues aren't new. I want to emphasize that. The wait lists have always been long and the prices have always been high. Thousands of children are waiting to get into daycares, but it's become worse because of higher cost of living. There's no money for daycare and less money to spend. So labor shortage is also affecting the daycare center. Daycare managers are saying that one of the biggest issues is that there's a shortage of qualified staff to go around. Haley Moyes, the director of Shalom Daycare in Ville Saint-Laurent, says the candidates are not equipped for the job.
They either have no background in early childhood education, or their mother tongue is neither English nor French, and they poorly communicate.
Lana, do we know what the electoral candidates are planning to do about this?
So there is an ongoing debate today that started this morning about family matters, including daycares. We've heard from Jennifer Macaron, the Liberal Party of Quebec spokesperson, and she said this morning it is essential for the minister to check up and visit to make sure that everything in the daycare is going okay. Everyone in the daycare sector needs to be involved in the security and well-being of the children, including the government. Macaron also emphasized that her party's long-standing opinion that daycare is a right that all children need to have.
So what will be happening concerning this issue in the election?
So we're still waiting to hear from the rest of the parties this afternoon. The debate is still ongoing. Some promises have been made, notably by Québec solidaire, whose plan is for an $870 monthly benefit that's given to parents of children under 18 months. But we still need to see what will be said this afternoon in the debate.
All right, thanks, Lana. That was Lana Brady on the daycare issues in Quebec. With an estimated total of 42,000 farmers across Quebec, you would think agriculture would have a considerable impact on the provincial party's political campaigns. Quebec grain producers believe not enough of the spotlight is shed on their way of life, especially in the most recent debate. Simon Riopel has the story for us.
A press release written by the Producteurs de Grains du Québec proved that they were unhappy due to the lack of coverage on agriculture in the debate that took place last Thursday. Whilst coverage on agriculture was pretty much non-existent, political leaders argued on topics such as immigration, culture, and education instead. That debate might make some people think agriculture is now only in the background of the political scene, but political analyst Robert Frank had something else on his mind.
Well, you know, there's a saying in politics that you're never more than three meals from a revolution. Where agriculture starts to bite is when it has a material impact on your stomach.
With the impact of things such as inflation and climate change on agriculture, both in the short and long term, farmers could be a hot topic for parties going forward. But for them, at the moment, they feel like they're getting left out to dry and believe they should have more resources and attention given to them. I'm Simon Riopel for Concordia News.
A mother is asking that dog owners be more vigilant with their pets after her toddler was mauled by a Great Dane earlier this month. The mother was concerned to learn that this was not the first time the dog was aggressive to children. Her five-year-old was at a friend's house in Mont-Laurier when he was attacked, leaving deep cuts across his face. He was operated on for more than 5 hours and almost lost an eye. The Great Dane was euthanized. In sports news, a repeat victory in the PGA. Big win for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the WNBA has a new champion. Here is Erica Tremblay with all our sports news.
This season has come up aces! The city of Las Vegas has its first major professional title! The Las Vegas Aces, your 2022 WNBA champion.
Yesterday was the final of the WNBA championships between the Las Vegas Aces and the Connecticut Sun. With an average of 18.3 points in this series, Chelsea Gray was named the finals MVP after leading the Las Vegas Aces to their first WNBA title with 20 points. This win is the city's first pro title.
And Mike Edwards has it. Edwards looking for the end zone. One man to beat. And Edwards is going to go for the touchdown.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers won 20-10 against the New Orleans Saints. After throwing a tablet out of anger, Tom Brady threw a pass to Sean Priam, a 35-yard pass. Mike Edwards then intercepted a pass from Jameis Winston, which led to a 67-yard run to the touchdown to help the Buccaneers take a lead 23.
It is Max Homa who defends and wins the opener of the PGA Tour season here in Napa.
This game never ceases.
The American professional golfer Max Homa defended his title yesterday by winning the PGA tournament at Fortinet Championship. He will head to his first President's Cup in Charlotte. Homa won the tournament when Danny Willett missed 3 putts from 4 feet.
A Montreal teen is this year's World Youth Chess Champion. Jean-Rodrigue Lemieux is the first Quebecer to hold the title and only the second Canadian. The 18-year-old defeated players from 54 countries, scoring 9 points out of 11. He's only 2 victories away from becoming a grandmaster and could very well become the youngest Quebecer in history to earn that title. Look at that. As for weather, dust off your umbrella because you guessed it, it's going to be rainy for most of this week. Temperatures will hover around 15 degrees, but will peak at 22 degrees this Wednesday. Good news though, the rain will let off starting Friday and we're looking at a partially cloudy weekend. That's your news to 11:35. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Dana Hashway.